Matthew 11, beginning in verse 29, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." I dealt last week about learning by living. Brother Mike touched on this during Sunday school. We missed you, by the way, if you weren't here. Right. And we talked about, he did and I am, about learning some things by going through some things. Did you hear my voice? Oh, much of what we think about when we think about learning by living is we think about this, learning the hard way. Unfortunately, that's how we learn much of what we've learned. But the Lord wants us to live this life and learn some things. I could mention several, Brother Mike did this morning. Last week, we looked about how learning by living involves lifting our load. He said, "Take my yoke upon you." There is a yoke to carry. That does not mean the burden's on us. Our responsibility to man up and carry it. Oh, no, he says, "Yoke in with me. I'll carry the load." That's why he said, "My burden is easy and my yoke is light," because I'm in there with you. And you won't even notice it if you'll trust me. If you let me run the show, if you let me plow the ground, if you'll let me lead and direct, if you'll trust me, you'll find out life's a whole lot easier. But he is wanting us to learn by living life. That means I ought to know more now than I did last year. Not just that my brain's bigger, that I have more information, but I have learned how to live because of what I lived. That's what I'm trying to get off my heart. Learning by living involves lifting our load. Number two, I want to start this morning with this. Learning by living involves living our life. Exactly what I've been saying. Notice what Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you." Take it. Receive it. Let it do in you what I have designed it to do. He is saying, learn something. Take it from me. God wants us to know some things. He wants us to be informed. That's why we've got a Bible. That we might learn what His will is. That we might learn more about Him. That we might learn more about ourselves. He wants us to learn. But there's more to that that God desires of us than us learning. He wants us to live out what we have learned. For instance, what this Bible says, there's some things I know it says, but He does not instruct me and teach me just that I might know those things. He wants me and you to live those things, to do those things. There's a big difference between knowing it and doing it, living. Learning by living. If you will, turn to Philippians chapter 4. We want to make a little detour this morning from our thoughts in Matthew, even though they'll be connected, I hope. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 11. Here's what Paul said. Hear what the Lord says through Paul. Notice what he says. I'm talking about learning by living, by going through what we go through. Here's what Paul says, "Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned not just from a book, but from life. I have learned this by living it. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned that in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. Notice what he says in verse 12. He expands his thought. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and suffer need. He says in verse 11, I have learned that whatever state I am in, therein to be content. Here's what he's saying. It's okay. It's all right. But he expands that. He emphasizes that by saying, I know how to be abased. That word means to be lowered. It means on the bottom of the bottom. He says, I know how it is to go down to the bottom. I did not learn that from a book. I learned it by going there. I learned it by living it. And boy, he knew what it was to experience the bottom. But he also said, I know how to be abased, but I also know how to abound. That word, I like that word. It means exceeding. It means up. I like up better than down. But Paul says, I know how it is. I have learned whether I'm down or up to say it's okay. Oh, he has learned some things by living. He knows what it is to trust God no matter what he's going through or where he's at. I got a couple of things I could mention a lot. I'm talking this morning about learning by living. Paul's dealing with it here. He will mention it later in verse 19 about God will supply all your needs. So let's focus on that. God says, you can trust me, right? Well, how about how we live that simple phrase, trust God. Now I know it in my brain, and you do too. The Bible's full of information. Whether it's a direct command, trust me, believe me, you can trust me, or if it's illustrations like Israel going across the Red Sea, or Jesus touching sick people and them being healed. The Bible's full of information that tells us that we can learn in our head, you can trust God, but what about this? Living it. Whoa. All of a sudden, that information comes into my life. And then I realize, do I really trust Him? How much do I believe what that Bible says about trusting Him? Paul said, I have learned whether I am at the bottom of the bottom or the top of the top, I can trust my God. But he goes further. He says, I know not only that I can trust Him, I'm telling you, I say, says Paul, it is okay. Whatever God wants to do, down, 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 or up, 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 it's okay. Because I can trust Him. And I know that because I have been down in life. I've lived it. And I've learned by living that down won't kill me unless it's my time to go. And I have learned also that up, as wonderful as it is temporary and it won't be long. I'm heading back down again. So I have learned by going through it that really can trust God? Got a question. How do you measure up with our one little fault so far about how do you trust God? Do you go through what you go through without worrying? If we are really trusting Him, that worry will be expelled. Now the devil will whisper, and your old flesh will whisper, but you won't listen. Not if you're trusting God. I'm talking about learning by living, by going through what we go through every day of our lives, and we know by experience our God has taught us I can trust Him no matter what. So I ain't gonna worry. A little further, what about this? Do you trust Him so much that you don't get mad at Him? God, why are you letting this happen? Why did this happen to me? Why am I having to experience this trial? Oh, if we really trust Him, this thing of being angry at Him will disappear. Now again, the devil may tempt you. And you may have fleeting moments where you think it yourself. But if we really trust God, we will know He does know best. And what He does because He loves me. And if He loves me, even though it hurts me, I can still trust Him. I ain't getting mad at a God like that. I'll wait till I get to heaven to smile. I'll wait till I get to heaven to rejoice. But I'm going to trust my God right now because I know He loves me. We learn that by living it. And living it sometimes hurts. Sometimes it's hard. But He is sending us through it to where it gets out of our head and into our heart where we know I can trust God. I ain't done yet. We've talked about trusting Him. We just did one little point. I got a lot. Won't deal with them. Don't worry. Maybe you better say, I may not deal with them. We'll wait and see. I talked about trusting God. Knowing by living, I can trust Him. I can look back in my past and I can see times He has helped me when I needed it, strengthened me when I was weak, gave me help when I was so desperate, and a miraculous hand took care of me. Since I have lived it, I know I can trust Him today. Trusting Him, number one, that you won't worry. Number two, that you don't get mad at Him. Here's the biggie. Number three, that you obey Him. One thing to stand beside that sea, the Red Sea, and have Egypt and Pharaoh coming behind you and watch that sea as it roars and watch that water as it overflows to say, I know. I have the information. I read it last week in my Sunday school lesson that God will take care of me. One thing about having that information, but to stand there at that time and believe my God is going to take care of me, that ain't all. Trusting God also means we obey Him. We walk straight toward that water as Moses raises his staff. And before the water ever parted, they're heading toward the river. They are trusting God with their lives. They are trusting God by doing, by obeying. Big difference between trusting God and not worrying so much, or trusting God and not getting mad at Him as much. But what about this thing of, I'm going to do it God's way. I'm going to obey Him. Trust God. That's just one little point. I'm talking about, Paul said, I have learned, my words, to trust Him no matter what. I have learned that by living it. I have gone through things He has taught me that. That's how I am saying this morning, says Paul. I'm content. Whatever. I'm fine. It's okay with me. Talking this morning about learning by living deals with living our life. Let's try another one. I ain't going to get by my first point this morning, I don't reckon. Come back next week, we'll see what happens. I talked about the fact of God tells us we can trust Him. What about one little thought? What about the fact that God says to love our enemies? Now that's in the book. We have trouble loving our friends sometimes when they call at the wrong time. Ask for something when you ain't got time. When they act like they do, not that you don't act like you do, that's what we think. I'm having trouble sometimes loving my friends. And there's some verses that tell us to love our friends, our brothers and sisters in Christ. But that ain't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, He said, love your enemies. The ones who don't even like you. The ones who mistreat you. The ones who have done you wrong. Did you hear what I said? Done you wrong. God said, now I know that. I know that. I read that. I read it again. This week I read it. I know it's in there. I had that information stored in my brain. But what about this living it out? I don't learn that in the book. We learn that by living it. Going through it. Being wronged. Mistreated. Lied on. Abused. I'm not talking about physical abuse right now. I'm talking about people who don't treat you right. He said, love them. That means not only do I not get even, they spread a rumor, I'm going to spread a big one. Don't do that. They did me wrong, I'm going to do their wrong. They made me hurt, I'm going to make them hurt. That's a part of it. But that's short of what Jesus said. He said, do good to those who despitefully use you. That's a whole lot further than don't get them back. Don't do to them what they did to you. That means to those who have hurt us, He said, go the further, go the furthest, go the furthest, the extra mile, and do good. You don't learn that by reading a book. You learn that by being wronged and deciding, what will I do this time? Will I do what that book tells me? That book that I know, the information, will I do what it said, or will I do what comes natural to me and get even? Paul says, in essence, I've learned to do right. I have learned to do right to those who have mistreated me. That's just two little statements from the Bible. Trust God and do good to those who are your enemies. And I'm about to strangle already. And that's why We have to go through what we're going through that he might teach us by living, that we might learn by living. It means that we have a load to carry, sure, lift our load. But it also means living our life. Live another day. Oh, I'm beginning to understand. It's coming clearer and clearer by the moment why Jesus told his disciples, I have many things to tell you, but you can't bear them yet. Much of the time that I read that and think about that, I think about he had more information to give them. They had not yet learned the information, but I think he meant more than just that. He meant that. But I think he meant, you got some things you're going to have to go through in your life, and right now there ain't no way you can handle it if I gave it to you. I'm going to have to let you mature a little bit. We are to understand by living we are maturing. By living we are developing. By living we are hopefully being more like Christ. God takes time. Most of the time I'm not too thrilled about how long God takes about doing things. When I want an answer to my prayer, I do not want it later. I want it now. But I'll tell you one thing. When it comes to God working in me and developing me and teaching me what I need to learn, I want him to sort of slow down a little bit and not be so fast about this. Be a little patient, Lord. Be a little patient on me. But this thing of learning by living, it takes time. Could have said again, Brother James Grant, by the time we learn to live, it's time to die. Because life is a learning experience. I want to say this, I want you to get it. This process of learning by living, of God sending us through things to where we can really learn it, to where we can apply the truths of Scripture to our lives, to where the next time we face it, we'll do better. You get that right? It takes time. And there is a truth to this, and here it is. We cannot really hurry this work because it takes time. But we can surely prolong this work. Because guess what? If we don't learn it the first time, he's going to send us through it again. If we are stubborn, it's going to take longer. If we are selfish, it's going to take longer. If we are sinful, it's going to take longer. And excuse me, but if we are stupid, it's surely going to take longer. There's a real aspect that you can't really hurry it. Come on, God. I'm ready. Come on, God. That ain't going to work. But I guarantee you one thing, we can slow it down. We can hinder God's work. I'm telling you this. I should have been further down the road than I am. You know why I'm not? Because I've been stubborn. I've been selfish. I've been sinful, and I've sure been stupid. But God hadn't changed his goal. And he says, I'm still going to work on you. We can take as long as you want. Remember what David said? He says, I was born in iniquity. In sin did my mother conceive me. He says, in essence, I am wretched to the core. Guess when he said that? After he failed miserably with Bathsheba. But guess what? He did not do that. I'm trying to be careful right here. The next morning. You understand that, right? He did not do that the next week when he finally woke up and said, what in the world have I done? How dumb. How did I get myself in this fix? Best I can tell, it took a year before David finally got right. And when Psalm 51 poured from his heart, a broken man over his own condition, when he said, I was born in iniquity. Oh, my sin is ever before me. He wasn't saying that because he just read a book that said it. He said that because he had lived it. God had broken him. He saw himself and thought, how in the world? I'm the king. God has been so good to me. And one moment looking at a woman, I took what I did not deserve. I have been the means whereby her husband is dead. And what makes it as bad as anything is the world was watching it. He learned by living. Sometimes it takes our failures to really learn. And guess what? Our God will let us fail. It means that much to Him for us to learn. Most of us can look back and say, what was I thinking? How could I have done such a dumb thing? How could I have said such a dumb thing? But I got this question. Did we learn from those dumb things that we have done? Learning by living involves lifting our load and living our life. I'll try and deal with this and I'll be done. Learning by living involves loving our Lord. Notice what he says. Notice back in Matthew, he said, learn of me. Now, I touched on this last week, but I need to say it again. That word of means to come to him and to receive of him. To get something from him. He said, learn of me. And the idea of that word of means to take away. You come to me that you might take away something from me that you need. So now all of a sudden the thought has changed about what does he want and what is my load and what does my yoke involve. All of a sudden, everything's pointed to him. Loving him. Take my yoke. But more than that, learn of me. This is one thing I have to admit I struggle with. Because as much as I love him, I cannot just say I love you without following it with I don't love you near as much as I ought to. I ought to love you so much more. Part of living our life, part of learning how to live, part of learning by living is learning how much He loves us and how we should love Him. He has been so good. But he is saying at least one thing by this statement, learn of me. He is saying this. I have been talking about a load, and I've been talking about yoking up. I have been talking about doing work, all those things involved working and laboring. But he says, I want you to go past that labor aspect of our relationship and move on into the love aspect of our relationship. He is saying, There's more involved than a God and a human. There's more involved here than a master and a slave. There's more involved here than a stranger with a stranger. He said, I'm your father, and you're my son. There's a love relationship. There's a closeness involved. He says, I'm more than just a slave master telling you where to work in the garden, what row to go to, how long to plow. I'm your father who loves you like a son. And as a father, I'm going to take care of you. As a father, I will not let anything come to you that ain't best for you. There's a love relationship. It involves loving our Lord. He said, I'm your father, you're my son. This truth is also in the Bible. I'm the shepherd, and you're my sheep. Woo, I like this one. Because a sheep is dumb. And a sheep is just absolutely out of control. And a sheep is helpless without the shepherd. And any smart sheep, any sheep that's got a half a sense, knows to trust the shepherd. The problem is not the shepherd. The problem is the sheep. The shepherd knows sheep, and the shepherd loves the sheep, and the shepherd will be patient with the sheep, and the shepherd will take care of the sheep, and the shepherd will lead the sheep down the right path. But the only problem is that sheep ain't got sense enough to know that. At least they don't act like it. Amen, sheep. He said, I want you to know something. I am not talking about a God, even though I'm God and a human. I'm talking about something a whole lot closer than that. I'm talking about a shepherd and a sheep. I'm saying that yoke ain't going to hurt you. That yoke, best thing for you. Because I'm like a father with a son and a shepherd with a sheep. But also I am like a boss with a servant. I'm a master and you're my servant. And when I tell you about a yoke, I'm telling you because I love you. And I want you to learn by living in that yoke. You can trust me. But I want to remind you, there is this aspect of I am God, and you are the servant. And you need to learn whatever the boss says is right. Whatever the boss says is what I'm to do. I'm talking about learning by living. We tried this morning to lift our load. There's a bunch of things in this Bible I know about. But he says, I want you to live it. And I know you cannot live it without living it. You can't get that. Even by reading the Bible, you can't get what I'm trying to teach you. You got to go through it. And then you can know what I said is true by experience. By experience. Then I've tried to mention just a little bit about learning by living involves loving our Lord. Close relationship. Look to Him and see how much He has helped you in your past. Look to Him and see how much He loves you now. Look to yourselves and realize how much you need Him. And then He says, I want you to get real close in there, in that yoke, and you just trust me. Let's walk this path together. Let's get the job done. Not that you do your part and maybe I'll do mine. No, getting in with His yoke means He does the work and we just surrender. We yield. He leads. He directs. He's the one with the strength. Let's stand together. Gail, if you'll just come play something, be fine.